الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jad al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, Amin Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us from this dunya when he is most pleased with us, Amin Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, imagine if you were going on a journey, and especially a journey on the highway. You check your gas, you check the air pressure in your tires, you make sure that there are no checked engine lights on, you make sure that you're ready to go and there are no disruptions in that journey. Imagine you have invested a lot of money in different places. Every day you wake up, you check on your investments. If there is something that you hear in the stock market, right away you check your investments. We check our accounts. We do these things. We check up on all the things that are very, very important to us. Well, the question I'm asking all of you and I'm asking myself, how about checking up on our iman? How often do you and we sit down, no one around us, no distractions around us, no family around us, and how often do we ask ourselves, where is my iman today? Because wallahi, this is the most important thing that you and we need to pay attention to. I'm not saying we don't pay attention to our family. I'm not saying that we don't pay attention to our investments. But these are things that today they are with us. But when we depart from this world, there is nothing that we will take with us into the akhirah. The only thing that we will go into the akhirah with is the iman that you and we have, the good deeds that you and that we have, and our records overall. So brothers and sisters, I'm asking you the question once again, and I ask myself, how often do we sit down and we check up on our iman? As the ulama of theology, of aqidah, as they say, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman fluctuates. Sometimes iman goes high and sometimes the iman dips. How often are we sitting down and asking ourselves? Because wallahi, the reality is that none of us, we are perfect. We all have flaws. And often if we think that I don't need to check up on my iman, I am good where I am at, then as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. What shaitan has done is, he has blindfolded us to think that we are perfect how we are. Yes, I understand, I may have some few flaws, but overall, if we are not checking up on our iman, brothers and sisters, then this in itself is a sign that our heart is not in the right place. For a person to think that I don't need to check up on my iman, that in itself, to begin with, is a sign that you need to check up on your iman. So today, inshallah, in this brief khutbah, I'm going to share with you, inshallah, 5 verses of the Quran. Because when we talk about the weakness of iman is usually a result of a hard heart. Either you have a heart that is going to be absorbent, a heart that is going to absorb the love of Allah, is going to observe and internalize the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart, a good heart, a healthy heart, helps a person understand where they are wrong and where they are right. But what happens is that when the heart is sick and then the heart becomes hard, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addresses these kind of people in the Quran and he talks about certain signs. Today, after this khutbah, we need to go and ask ourselves, do I see any of these signs in my life? And if I do see any of these signs of a hard heart, a heart that is disconnected from Allah, then that is a moment of concern for us. So the very first ayah I will share with you is from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, he talks extensively about Bani Israel, especially in the beginning portion. And he talks about his favors upon Bani Israel. He talks about how he saved Bani Israel from the tyrannical regime of Fir'aun and his people. He talks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only saved them, but he gave them so many blessings, so many ni'mah. And the greatest ni'mah that they were given was Inni faddaltukum ala alameen. When Allah says, I have given you preference above everyone, What did they do with those blessings, brothers and sisters? Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then their hearts became hard. Why did their hearts become hard? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, because they saw the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They saw the ayat of Allah. How much do you need to see in order to come close to Allah? They have seen with their eyes the destruction of Fir'aun. They have seen with their own eyes how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored them. They saw so many blessings. But yet when Musa alayhi salam would come with a message, then what did they say? They will not just immediately obey, but they will say things such as, أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا. Are you kidding with us? Are you joking with us? So brothers and sisters, the lesson to be learned from this ayah is that how often we hear the verses of the Quran. These are the ayat of Allah. These are the signs of Allah. But yet you and I, we don't take heed. How many khutbas we have been part of? How many verses of the Quran that you and I, we have recited? How many times have we heard the ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How many janazas have we been part of? How many Ramadans have we been part of? There are so many signs around us. How often we are indulged in one sin. And we hear about a situation, and that is a reminder for all of us. That person was committing the same sin as you and I. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a calamity upon him. This is a sign, a wake-up call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers and sisters, the sign of a hard heart is that it does not matter how many verses of the Quran you hear or hadith, this heart is not affected at all. On the other hand, a good heart, a believing heart, as Allah says, that الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They hear the verses of Allah and their hearts tremble. On the other hand, a hard heart, verses after verses, khatra after khatra, lecture after lecture, YouTube lecture after YouTube lecture, and there is nothing that affects this heart. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what Allah is talking about, Bani Israel. So the sign of a hard heart, the first sign of a hard heart is that there is nothing. There is no verse of the Quran, no signal, no story, no event, no incident that affects the heart of a person, but rather they take no effect and they remain on their same state. That is the first sign of a hard heart. The second sign of a hard heart is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the responsibilities of the Muslim community. If you read Surah Al-Ma'idah, by the way, Surah Al-Ma'idah was one of the last surahs to be revealed. And many ulama, they say that for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for them to understand their responsibilities going forward, they need to study Surah Al-Ma'idah, because this is the blueprint for the entire community of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently, I just went through an entire tafsir of Surah Al-Ma'idah with the sisters of our community. And subhanAllah, if you read Surah Al-Ma'idah, there are so many times when Allah says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you people who believe, do such and such. In the beginning of Surah Ma'idah, Allah talks about our responsibilities. Allah talks about halal and haram. Allah talks about, you know, when it comes to consumption of meat. Allah talks about that our responsibility of salat. And when you stand up for salat, then purify yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the importance of establishing justice. And then after all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ma'idah, He says, the second sign of a hard heart is what? فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. As a result of Bani Israel neglecting their responsibilities, Allah says what? لَعَنَّاهُمْ. We cursed them. And not only that, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. We made their hearts hard. What is Allah saying over here? That the second sign of a hard heart is a heart that does not apply the teachings of the Quran, that does not fulfill their responsibility. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we took an oath before Allah that Allah is our Rabb and we will dedicate our entire life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, Alastu bi Rabbikum, and we all say that yes, you are our Rabb. What does that mean that you are our Rabb? That means that my life is dedicated to Allah. What my wishes and our desires are subjected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will like those things that Allah wants me to like, and I will dislike the things that Allah wants me to dislike. I will like the things that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught me to like, and I will dislike the things that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught me to dislike. That is what it means to be committed to our promises. Bani Israel were not committed to their promises. And not only were they not committed to their promises, but they were persistent in their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, Allah says, la'annahum. See, one is a person commits wrong and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not what Allah is talking about here. Allah is saying that they broke the orders, they went against the teachings of their book, the Torah, and then they were persistent upon this. There was never a moment in their life that they felt that I'm doing something that is wrong. There was never a moment that they felt, let me come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they broke the orders of Allah and they were persistent upon this. As a result, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. And we made their hearts very hard. So the second sign of a hard heart is that the Quran and we completely neglect the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, today, I've talked about this in many khatiras before. Today, subhanallah, we think that the Quran and Sunnah is for others. When it comes to others, we want to throw the Quran and the Sunnah in their face. We want to recite verses after verses, hadith after hadith. But that is not our position. That is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is that we apply the Quran in our own personal and daily lives. The Quran was not sent for others. The Quran was sent for me to reform my life. How often, when it comes to others, we expect others to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. But how often are we following the Quran and the Sunnah? How many times I get calls after calls, people are doing such things, and wallahi, I sit down and I ask myself, how can they be doing such things when Allah has said to do the complete opposite in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam? Brothers and sisters, Allah will not ask us. Allah will not ask us on the day of judgment who did not follow the Quran and who did follow the Quran. Allah will ask you and I. If I'm standing there before Allah and I say, Ya Allah, I wasn't doing it, but that fulan min fulan was not also doing it, Allah will not care about that. We need to ask ourselves, am I living the Quran? Am I living the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? Every advice, every story provides a lesson for us. Am I applying that Quran in that Sunnah in my life? And if we become like Bani Israel, that we have the Quran, just like they had a Torah, but they neglected it. And they were persistent in neglecting the teachings of their Torah. And if we become the same exact way, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do the same to us as He did to Bani Israel. And wallahi, today when you see what is going on around the world, if this does not open our eyes, what will, brothers and sisters? You see, all over the world, yes, we are very proud about the fact that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Yes, we are so proud about the fact that the Muslims are growing at an alarming rate. But at the same time, look at the state of the ummah. On the outside, we might be growing, but on the inside, we are rotting away. Our akhlaq, our ibadat, our ma'amalat, everything in terms of our deen, we are rotting away. Brothers and sisters, this is why you see all over the world the way the Muslims, the way the Muslims are being treated. The way the Muslims are being treated. You go and talk to a person who knows politics, they will tell you that people of the LGBTQ community today, they have more rights than the Muslims in the community. Today, how we get treated. Today, all over the world, the Muslims, how they get treated. This is a result of Allah's anger. This is a result that you and I, we have forgotten our purpose of life. And we have neglected the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The third sign of a sick heart, of a hard heart in the Quran that we find is from Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says, when the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came upon them, imagine seeing the wrath of Allah as a reaction, people, they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that these people are different. They see the wrath of Allah, or they hear about the wrath of Allah, and they still don't come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah is saying. You hear the things that are happening, and yet it does not bring your heart back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign of a hard heart. Brothers and sisters, you know how many times when I have conversations with people, and I ask them, and they're asking me this one simple question. Why and how can someone do something so wrong? You hear family issues going on. People are doing zulm against each other. And you sit there and you ask yourself, I don't understand how. How can they do so much zulm? How can they do so much wrong? How can they commit so much haram? And wallahi, it brings me back to one verse of the Quran over and over again. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمُ الْحِسَابِ. They have forgotten the fact. We have forgotten the fact that we have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. The fact that you and I, we forget about this. The fact that you and I, we think that there is no accountability for the wrong that I do towards other people. That is in itself a sign that you have a hard heart. The sign that we have a hard heart. So this is why, brothers and sisters, when it comes to our responsibilities, if I'm neglecting my responsibilities, if I'm doing zulm upon someone, and I've forgotten that I have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment, that means that this is a heart that is not in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has forgotten, once again, the fact that we have to stand before Allah. The fourth sign of a hard heart is that it is overly obsessed with dunya, and it has forgotten about the akhirah. And this verse comes from Surah Al-Hadid. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has a time not come yet that their hearts should come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And their hearts come back to what Allah has revealed. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Allah is telling us, do not become like those people who came before you. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says that a long time went by of their overindulgence in the love of this dunya. Subhanallah, yes, I'm not saying, brothers and sisters, that we completely neglect our dunya. I'm not saying that by any stretch or any means. Yes, we have to go and we work in this dunya. Yes, there is nothing wrong if you want to honestly become a millionaire. You want to become a billionaire, go ahead, by all means. There were Sahaba like Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anh, who were millionaires of their time. Uthman ibn Affan, who were the millionaires of their time. Becoming a millionaire, there's nothing wrong with that. But not at the expense of our akhirah. This is the problem. We often run behind dunya so much that we violate the rules of our deen. And Surah Al-Hadid, by the way, before this ayah, Allah talks about the munafiqun. One of the signs of a munafiq is that the only thing that's in their heart is no Allah, there's no Quran, there's no sunnah. The only thing they have in this dunya, in their heart, is the love of this dunya. Even the munafiqun in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why do they want to go and participate in the battles with the Prophet Alayhi Salam? When they knew that they would get dunya. This is the sign of a munafiq, that their hearts are filled with the love of this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us from this surah Hadid, from this ayah of Surah Hadid, is that another sign of a hard heart is a heart that is overly indulged in the love of this dunya, that they cannot differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Their focus has become solely this dunya. Let me achieve as much as dunya as I can. No matter how it is done, I just need to achieve. This is another sign of a hard heart. And finally, the last verse I will share with you today about the sign of a sick heart or a dead heart or a hard heart, I would say, is from Surah Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّي. A person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expanded his chest. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ, Allah has expanded their chest for the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Islam. Allah says, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّي. He is on the path of nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. But woe to that person that their hearts have become hard from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? It means that these kind of people find no excitement. They find no satisfaction when it comes to remembering Allah. This is a sign that when the time of salat comes, they don't want to pray salat, they become lazy. This is a sign that when the time comes for them to make the dhikr of Allah, they can't find any satisfaction in it. When the time comes that they are supposed to turn to Allah, and there are so many moments throughout the year, whether it's Ramadan, whether it's the 10 days of the Hijjah, whether there are different times of the year that we are supposed to come back to Allah, or we are supposed to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, these kind of people find no happiness. They get bored very, very quickly when it comes to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah is talking about, that this is the sign of a hard heart. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He grant us a heart that is constantly coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, do not take this matter. This is not a trivial matter. We need to be sitting down and asking ourselves that, and there are, by the way, so many signs. There are so many signs that of a hard heart. There are so many signs of a hard heart. And many times you and I, we are doing something, or there is a sign of a hard heart within our life. But because you and I, we never ever sit down, we never think about these kind of things, that is why we think, khalas, I am safe. Because I do a little here and there, I've created my own bubble of what Islam is, I have my own interpretation of what Islam is, I think this, whatever I think is right, whatever I think is wrong is wrong. We have created our own version of Islam. This is the problem that we have today. And if we have this kind of mindset, then this is a sign that we have a sick heart, a hard heart. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us hearts that are considered as qalbun salim, a heart that is connected to Allah, a heart that is constantly remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a heart that is going to be accepted in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawmul Hisab. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum bi dhikr hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Once again, I just want to quickly run through the signs that we talked about, so you keep this in mind, inshallah. This is just a recap of the entire khutbah. What are the signs of a hard heart? Number one is that they do not ever take a lesson from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the Quran. Number two is their disregard for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, they don't ever make repentance, they don't ever make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is that their overindulgence in the love of this dunya at the expense of their akhirah, and they violate people's rights in doing this and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four is that even when they see the punishment of Allah, they have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have forgotten the fact that they have to stand before Allah on the Day of Judgment. And number five is that these are the kind of people who are distant from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they find no enjoyment, no satisfaction when the time comes to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again that He grants us a heart that is acceptable in the eyes of Allah, a heart that is considered as qalbun salim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of us who have a qalbun marid, a sick heart, a hard heart, or a dead heart, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us shifa and grant us the tawfiq to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تعالى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا، واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا، واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا، وارحم موتانا، وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير، وعاصمنا من كل شر، واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Please come inside. Sisters, please make sure the rows are straight. And any sisters inside the multipurpose hall, please come inside the main hall. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight. Please come inside if there's space. Fill up the gaps, fill up the spaces. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. Often the rows are not straight and they are incomplete. So brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight and complete. If there's anyone inside the multipurpose hall, please make sure the first row is filled. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salati, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سوسكم وسد الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If I can ask you to please stay for a little bit. We have two shahadas today, not only one, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Before we, by the time the sister gets ready for the shahada, well, alhamdulillah, EPIC started today a campaign for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon. We all know that over 2 million people have been, you know, left their homes, and there are many of them living on the street. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, my parents live in Lebanon also, but alhamdulillah, they are from the lucky ones that we have another house somewhere else that they have to leave and move to that house. So, but others are not that lucky, and they're literally living on the streets. So please, on your way out, there's a tab on the kiosk, Help Lebanon, and there are also boxes if you would like to put some cash, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma arham shaheed al-umma. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma taqabbalhu bil shuhada. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. So Imam Nadeem, inshallah, will give the shahada to our sister, and then I will do the... Okay. Sister, are you ready?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
She's ready?
Yes, she is.
Okay. What's her name?
V.
What's your name, sister?
V. V.
Lee? Oh,
yes.
MashaAllah. Okay. All right. What quickly, inshallah ta'ala, just mention to us what attracted you to Islam.
I find this religion really beautiful, and it has solved, it has a, it
has a... Put the microphone close to your mouth, please.
It has a solution to all my problems.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Amin. Alhamdulillah. Okay, repeat after me, sister. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
إلا
الله
الله
وأشهد
أشهد
أن محمدا
محمدا
رسول
رسول
الله
الله.
I bear witness that there is none
worthy of worship
except Allah and I bear witness
that Muhammad
peace be upon him. Is his final messenger.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Please, sisters, go ahead and hug your sister and congratulate her. Now we have our Texan young man, Mr. Bowie, ready to take his shahada. Bowie came to my office months ago, and now he felt it's the time. You can face the crowd, inshallah, face your brothers. I was thinking of giving him a thawb, and then I said, you know what? This looks good. I want to thank also Brother Izzuddin for working on him for such a long time. Brother Bowie, just give the crowd, inshallah ta'ala, an idea. What attracted you to Islam?
Well, it's a simple answer. It's called logic. I was raised in a small town, Ranson family in southeast Oklahoma. There were nothing but Christian churches there. Nothing, you know, with First Baptist being the big one. And when I got baptized about age 8, I had to take all these lessons about the Bible and then pass these tests. The New Testament is not logical. The Old Testament is, but the New Testament, I could go on and on about what I see. It's not.
So how do you feel now? You want to become a Muslim?
Yes, I feel wonderful.
Can I ask you a private question?
Yes, sir.
How young are you?
70 years old.
70?
Yes, sir. Well,
now, if this is not a sign that Allah loves this person, I don't know what it is. Alhamdulillah. Okay, ready?
Yes, sir.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Ila.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anya.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadu.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah.
I bear witness
that
there is none
worthy of worship
except Allah.
And I bear witness
that Muhammad
peace be upon him
is his final messenger. Allahu Akbar. Bowie, we are very, very happy that you picked EPIC to take your shahada and start your new life. Yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you steadfast and make you a reason for others to take shahada also, inshallah. Yes, ready for some hugs?
Well, I want to thank Grandmaster.
Grandmaster, Brother Azzedine. Reward him for inviting him to Islam. Jazakumullah khair. Ready for some hugs?
Yes, sir.
Yalla, ya shabab, let the hugging begin. At 70.